News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, British author and journalist Dolly Alderton has recently claimed that the internet has made us all dress the same. Never have we looked more alike, basically. And Shane Coleman, you made the point earlier that you can be anywhere in the world.
Adidas Sambas.
And not be more than 3 feet from a pair of Adidas.
No matter where you go.
But we're joined now by image consultant and owner of the Style Bob, Aoife Dunican. Aoife, do you agree? Are we all very uniform and boring now?
Oh, look, Ciara, you just have to walk down the street. And you mentioned the Adidas Sambas. I did walk through a well-known Dublin college recently and I saw it. But you know what? We were very similar back in the day of our Levi's 501s. The difference back then is, I suppose, we all put our own spin on it. And now it's like everybody wants to look head to toe the same. And we all think differently and we should dress differently. So I love that Dolly kind of named it this weekend. But you can see why. We're on our, you know, if you look at your consumption rate on a Sunday morning, when they tell you the amount of time you've been on the internet, you can see why we are so encouraged by it.
We're all glued to our phones in a way that's clearly not very good for us. I'm kind of always of the mind, though, that fashion is a herd mentality anyway. Do you know what I mean? I was pointing out to Shane this morning that I am dressed very similarly to shed loads of other people. I have a pair of wide leg jeans on and I have a French tuck in my jumper. Do you know what I mean? Like a stripy jumper. Like, I'm hardly an individual. Do you know? Like, is that not what fashion is kind of about? It's about showing that you recognise the trend and you're joining it.
I think it is, but you have to also look at fashion as a wonderful way of self-expression. So when people say to
me, Shane Coleman certainly does.
Well, I'm very impressed, Shane. But if you think about it, I was walking down the street last year in Grafton Street and I was wearing a leopard print coat. And people said to me, a few people stopped me and said, God, I love your coat. I just wouldn't have the guts to wear it. And now I can walk down Grafton Street and they'll say, you'd see lots of people in leopard print coats. So we do love that herd mentality and we do like to dress the same. But I think there should be one element of you, Ciara, that always should have your individual spin. You know, I can go out like you in the wide leg jeans, the trainers, but, you know, I might have maybe, you know, bright coloured trainers. It's a bit like the Adidas Sambas. You could be all dressed in all grey, but you could have a great pair of red Adidas Sambas. Do they have to be the Rishi Sunak ones that everybody else is wearing?
You've just signed their death knell, is all I'm saying, Aoife. The Rishi Sunak ones. That's the end of them. That trend is now over.
I know. And then people say to me, if I've had them for years and I love them. And you know what? I don't dislike them. I just love when someone puts their own edge
on a trend. I hear you. I think there is something in how uniform we all are, but I think that might be part of fashion. And individuality does rock. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is image consultant and owner of The Style Bob, Aoife Dunican.
Yeah, I think she's right. I think we have got very
uniform. I have the Adidas. I am an individual because I have the gazelles that are like the Sambas, but mine are bright pink.
It reminds you of that line from The Life of Brian. We're all individuals. Yes, we're all individuals. I'm not.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.